My dear brothers and sisters, we are coming together to remember our dear departed friends, our dear departed leaders, some of them who were bishops, who were sisters, who were brothers, and who were superiors in their congregations. Let us pause and remember some of these people. Let us remain silent for a short time and think of some of these people that we are praying for. Let us say a prayer in our hearts as we remember them. May their souls find eternal rest. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, we come together to pray for ourselves and indeed to pray for our departed ones. We want to express our love to them through the memories that we have of them. We are not here because we are fulfilling our yearly program. We are here because we want to remember those whom we loved. We want to remember them for who they were, for what they did for us, and what they did for the vineyard of the Lord. We want to connect ourselves to them, and we want this memory to help us to be hope, to have hope in the Lord and in the resurrection. My dear brothers and sisters, the departed ones we are remembering, some of them, we ate with them, we moved with them, we knew them. Some of them, we didn't know them. We never met them. We have heard about them. Some, we have never even heard about them. There are many who have done a lot for our diocese. There are many who were our mentors. We want to express our hope, our love to these people. If they were there around us, we would have said to them, we love you, but they are not here. It's not only love that we want to express. We also want to think of these people and maybe to reconcile with them. These people were humans just like us. They were not angels. The fact that they have gone doesn't mean that they were pure people. Some were as weak as we are. And when we pray, we are thinking of them because we believe that the Lord is merciful. He is merciful for all his people. And we also want to pray for these people that the Lord may be merciful to them, that he may grant them eternal rest. Maybe some of them were not friends to us. Some of them maybe dominated us. Some of them maybe we feel that they crushed us. We never had a chance to meet with them and to say to them, let us sit down together and reconcile. That time didn't come. But there is also a reconciliation that can happen at the level of the heart. And it is today that we can reconcile with our departed brothers and sisters. And then to them we say, I love you. My dear brother, my dear sister, in case you have someone who was not so friendly to you, and this person is departed, this is the time to reconnect to this person. and to say a prayer for this person, so that his or her soul may rest in peace. When we reconcile with them, they will have eternal peace. Let us pray for these people. And let us remember that a prayer for them is actually a reminder for us that one day we will also leave this world. My dear brothers and sisters, we come to express our love as well as our reconciliation, and we want to say a few things that anyone can say to the dead. Some people have said the following things. I know for sure that we never lose the people we have, even to death. They continue to participate in every act, thought, and decision we make. And this is the love that we are expressing to them. And one man said, their love leaves an indelible impact in our memories. And indeed, there are some who are departed, who have left an indelible mark and imprint in our memories, and we still remember the things that they did. I mean, the good things that they did to us, and they remain in our hearts. They have gone beyond the world, but they are not separated from us. My dear brothers and sisters, those we love don't go away. They walk beside us every day, unseen, unheard, but always near, still loved, still missed, and very dear. And these are the ones we are remembering today. Isaiah, when we read Isaiah chapter 25, verse 6, Isaiah said, on this mountain, the Lord will prepare a banquet for his people, and he will crush death on this day, and he will wipe the tears from his people. And let us pray, my dear brothers and sisters, that the Lord may wipe the tears that we have shed when we remember the departure of our beloved ones. And we will say at the end, this is our Lord. He is the Lord because he has saved us. And this is what we want to do, my dear brothers and sisters, today. To remember that the Lord has crushed death, and death has no power over those who believe in him. And the Lord gives us hope. We live because we have this hope, the hope that there is another life. And this is the only hope that we have, and the hope that we have for our departed brothers and sisters. They have done what they did, a lot of good that they did. They remained mortal people and sinners just like us. Let us hope and pray that the Lord may give them eternal life. In the gospel, the Lord Jesus Christ states clearly, he is the life, he is the way, and no one can come to the Lord or to God without going through Jesus. And Jesus is reminding us, my dear brothers and sisters, that he doesn't forget anyone. And for those who believe in him, he is going to reward them. And the reward is a resurrection. Let us remind ourselves, my dear brothers and sisters, that we need to have this hope. Bamunina nabo tule ukishobushwa lelo turefwa okulomba utira lesabeli yoluse bamitwalibe shibe twaliendele nabo bado chalo bali banensu twalebeta na mashina Yesu elyo bambi tatwa beshibe nimitatwa amwene pono okubamona bamitwalibo mfwapo bamitatwa bomfwapo elyo bambi limitabali very good kulifwe nimbi bambi bali eseshe nokutushona ola nomba tatwa tirele tatwa bweshenye nabo enchite ya kukweshana nabo mu mitima yesu we munyinane nga chautira uo tuleibukisha obushibwa lero oleibukisha niuli owakutira ali kulufyenyu tontonkanya bali omuntu n'okumulombera n'okukitaleeka nsawo paleeka oya mutima wo nga waitaleeka nsawo nawo ala akwata okutuusa kwape okutuusa kwabo ekibote kyabo kibote ekyo waala akwata iri wabweshanya n'oyo omuntu nangutaliipo leesa leero ndowooti apalupiri olu akafuuta efiramba fyonse abantu bali abacuula leesa alina okubapokolola eryo kabiri akabapeera ekibote ekyape eryo bakeeshiba n'okweshiba ati nineleesa waabo pantu nineleesa owaabapususha mweya munyina nineleesa ewo tupususha kuli leesa fye eka eko tukamwene epusukiro efyalanja na yesu kristo mumbira nsuma ya leero kyonse ekyo taata ampeera nkyagalufyepo n'ekimu ekyo ekirambu kyesu mweya muninaane kushukuka natuleepirikuka natuleetontonkanya pakuwamya emibeere yesu bautiira nafe tukakwata eshuuko iri akushukuka natulombere bamuninefe abafwa bautiira leesa omwine wa maga yonse abapeere okutuusa kwape amen.